The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. Remember, it's my heart.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 606 on AM 970. The Answer, good morning, good morning. This is so funny. We're at the Staten Island Hilton, broadcasting live for the Staten Island Economic Development Committee. We have a great time, great show, I got to tell you about. But I just, there was a light over my head. What is your name? What's your
Marcus.
Marcus, thank you, my friend. God bless you. Thank you so much. Listen, if you don't look like George Clooney, life is tough. I'm just saying. You don't look like Tom Cruise. Or Ryan Gosling. We got faces for radio. Thank you, Marcus. God bless you, man. Thank you so much. So we sit down. We're at the beautiful Hilton, and we invite you to come on over in Staten Island. Lois and Richard and the coach have this beautiful, beautiful Hilton Hotel where I played Lorenzo's. Now it's the whole ballroom area, and it's like it's blown up since I first came here with Lois and Richard. It's gotten so big. So now we're broadcasting live all morning long. And then I sit down, and Stu, our engineer, puts a great setup. He's got a long table. He's got Al to my left and Frankie to my right. And then we have a guest seat right before us, and there's balloons, and it's festive, and it's beautiful. And I sit down on my seat, and I go, this is great. And I sit down where I'm going to do the broadcast for the next 4 hours, and there's like a laser LED light directly over my head. And if you know, and I know the gals probably know, don't ever stand under an overhead light when you take a picture because you look like, oh, I don't know, Bela Lugosi. It's just kind of a look, and forgive the old reference, but you got shadows. You look like, Fred Munster, okay? So it's like, so I go, wait, well, there's a light over my head, and I really, if I looked like, you know, these, so, you know, Gosling or somebody, I couldn't you just, so they send more, in a minute at the Hilton, they had Marcus come over, and he came over, and he actually just undid the light. Now we're broadcasting in the dark, but it's better than.
You look great. You look great, by the way.
You had pain in the neck, Cthulhu, I swear to God.
I'll have to feel your face to tell you that.
Yeah. It's like the blind leading the blind. Hi, Joe. You look fantastic.
Where are we?
And well, we capped the light for Kevin McCullough. So make sure that, you know.
And you are, oh, my God, with knuckleheads. Hey, it's Piscopo with Frankie Five Boroughs and Al Gattulo. What's your name again? Al Gattulo.
Yeah, just call me Ed. It's fine.
You right. Don't even show up for dinner yesterday.
I wasn't invited.
You were invited.
I was
You're
not invited.
Invited.
I was not
I was
invited.
About that. Frankie and
until you guys talked about the dinner, it was the first I had heard of it. I was not invited.
We were on a very limited budget.
Right. Correct.
Mike Gallagher didn't get it.
I know. Mike Gallagher didn't even get
it. It weren't there many people. Was that it? Was it a budget thing?
That's right.
Did we pay for it?
Probably.
Yes. The station. Yes. That's why. Okay, Al. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
I apologize. Now I know. Frank Volpe is here. Great job, Frank, putting us all together today. But because I love, I'll tell you what, love Staten Island, brother. This is beautiful.
We should do the show from here every
time. Yeah, because it's 2 minutes from your house.
It's only 12 minutes from me.
This is 9 minutes right on the bridge.
I'm getting outvoted here. Stu, where'd you come in from?
Oh, no, he's by
Jersey.
You.
It's by Jersey.
He's by you, so.
We're going to have to. I stayed at the Hilton, which is much easier. I've been away all week, and I feel so bad. I miss my kids. I'm such a dork, Dad. I miss my kids.
And you're going to the Yankee game tonight.
Yankee game tonight.
That's going to be exciting.
We have, playoff. It's do or die.
That's it. Win or go home.
Yeah, yeah. What are you thinking now?
Well, they're starting Severino, which is kind of smart because I think Boone wants to save Jay Happ for the next series. So if Severino can give them some length, don't forget last year he got shelled pretty early. So if he can give them some length and they don't have to go to Happ early, they'll save Happ for the next series. I think they beat. Oh,
fine. Do you ever notice when he asks a sports guy a question, it goes on for like a half an hour. Like when you listen to the
ask me again. Ask me again.
Okay.
Ask me again.
How do you think the Yanks will do tonight?
They'll win.
Okay, great. That's
it worked for you. Back to you.
I know.
Back to you, Bill. Ed, Joe, what?
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, so though we go down to the Yankee game, go over to the Yankee game, and then tomorrow I have a meeting, and then we have Dino and Harry's. Frank, you and I have Dino and Harry's.
That's right.
On the weekend.
Al was invited to that.
Al, he just
refused. Anthony Pope will be coming to that.
Oh, you're good. Kidding.
That's right.
This is good. He can sit
my
now.
My representative.
See. He can sit now. See. You know why? Al, you're like antisocial these days.
I am not antisocial.
Al has given Anthony Pope power of eternity.
That's great. Very good. Power.
That's good.
Power of attorney.
Eternity.
Ah, I got it. You know what's interesting, Stu? You're gonna absolutely.
Oh,
you're gonna kill me. I can't see anything now.
Yeah, you can't.
We got
Ted Marquez.
How do you want it,
Marquez? Marquez, please come back and help. We can't see. All right, just a second. Let me use. Can we use? I'm checking you around. Is there a?
No.
No. That's it, Al. No. All right, we'll work it out here.
It's either bright as the sun or dark as Pluto.
Oh, my Lord. But at least we're on the air.
Correct.
Hey, we do have a great show today. And if I mispronounce someone's name, it's because I can't see. And we have no light because I asked it. It's my own fault, by the way. But we're at the what they call the SIEDC. It's the Staten Island Economic Development Committee. And love Staten Island. And by the way, playing Lorenzo's, we had dinner at Lorenzo's last night at the Hilton. That was, Frankie, that was like a world-class meal we had. I had the swordfish. I had the swordfish grilled, by the way.
It is one of my favorite restaurants.
And then I had gnocchi. How do you like your gnocchi? Because the gnocchi, Frank was saying that it's heavy. The gnocchi doesn't have semolina in it. It's potato-based, so it doesn't bloat me. For me, it's good. If I eat pasta, forget about it. I'll gain 100 pounds.
Well, as I pointed out when you were eating this yesterday, if you work out as much as you do, it doesn't matter. You could eat whatever.
I made it to the gym.
I'm sure you did.
In my suit. People were making fun of me. Yeah. They were going, "You're going to work out in your suit?" I do my Wall Street workout, and I go in. It's too much.
I don't get that.
But well, you know, I don't want to be like Mayor de Blasio. Take a half hour to change my clothes. Take another 2 hours to work out. 3 hours. I have to talk to the mayor. You know, you could do it. In 15 minutes.
He just hired a chief democracy officer for $185,000.
If I'm the mayor of doing something in an executive position, a public servant. You could work out in your suit, and I would show. I'd be happy.
You could work out in Gracie Mansion.
On these airwaves, I would offer how to tell the mayor to do a 12-15 minute workout. Boom. That's all he did.
So you must not sweat.
You know,
when you work out.
Well, it depends. That's a great question. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I did not last night. I don't know why. Because I pushed it last night. Went into the gym here at the Hilton, and I went, and they're now renovating the whole gym. So I did biceps, light biceps, and then went right to cables for chest. You know what cables do, Al? You know this. Gives you striations in your pec.
I wouldn't know that. You're looking at me like I walk. That's about the extent of my exercise.
And
I have a reflexologist work on
you
my
want
feet.
Striations in your pecs.
Right.
Excuse me. I'm just saying. You want striations.
Okay. Cables give you HBO.
That guy touched you yesterday. Who was Johnny Tobacco's friend who touched Joe yesterday?
HBO.
It was free cable in there.
Oh, yeah.
It was free cable.
So who was the guy who touched you yesterday? He said your arms were whatever. You were glowing.
Yeah.
You said that.
Because that guy was jacked, Frankie. That guy that does the fizz soda?
Frizz coffee, right?
Which is great. Yeah, frizz coffee.
He touched your shoulder and he complimented you.
That
you were
guy,
like, oh.
If I look like that guy, I forget about it. He's a great kid, Frankie, John Tobacco's friend. And he goes, wow. He goes, your triceps are like iron. I'm so impressed. That made my day. That made my day right there.
I know. You were glowing.
It made my day.
So, it's like the Vinny Viola's guy who I met. Still talking about him.
Frankie is a good guy. That was a good shot. How did that John Tobacco show go on Newsmax?
Good. You know, apparently it went very well, and they're going to be down there every Tuesday night at Bobby Van's around the corner from us.
That's going to be
from
fun.
5 to 8.
That's going to
be interesting. Yeah.
I'll go. I'm definitely in if you need me down there.
Next week it's going to be an interesting cast of characters there next week.
So much.
And Mike Lindell's in town next week. He may even. Yeah, they're doing this fundraiser for Shel Farley in New York next week. It's Mike Lindell, Anthony Scaramucci, and Stephen Baldwin.
Mm.
So
that's great. Oh, good coffee. I'm sorry, Frank. I took a sip of my triple espresso, by the way, which is like, I like it black. I went to my cousin Maria in Avellino, Pratolazzero, and she, in Italian, she told me that she likes it just as strong as you possibly can be. That must be Episcopo thing. We like the espresso bitter, no sugar, no nothing, just nice and black. Thank you, Frank, for
speaking
that.
Speaking of creature comforts, I know a lot of listeners are going to be visiting us throughout the morning, I'm sure. If anyone is listening and is planning on visiting us, please bring some real maple syrup.
We have no maple. Richard and Lois have Richard. I talked to him yesterday. They have real maple syrup on the property somewhere.
On the property somewhere.
So, okay.
We could always use more if people.
And Al would love to meet you, by the way, when you come on
exactly.
over. So,
no.
Frank Siller is on coming up in a little while. Frank Siller is the chairman of the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. This is monumental. I'm still so inspired, and I still post pictures of Sunday's event, which was incredibly successful, 30,000 strong. Saluting America's bravest, helping out the catastrophically wounded warriors of the United States military, all branches. Just such a moving, patriotic event that I think should be, and it is around the country in every city. You're gonna hear what Frank Siller is doing with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation as he helps first responders, as he helps. When I see Lisa Tuzzolo was there with her beautiful boys after her husband, Sergeant, was killed. In the line of duty. It breaks my heart and it makes me very angry, Frankie Fiveborough. Very angry. Tunnel to Towers steps up, takes care of these families, and you ain't seen nothing yet. You don't want to miss Frank Siller. This is riveting. This is very, it's patriotic. It's love of country. And Mr. Siller, in the name of Stephen Siller, will join us. Robert Spencer, the director of Jihad Watch, will join us. He's the author of that book, The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. We'll be talking to Robert Spencer. Always a riveting conversation with Mr. Spencer. Phil Guarneri is the CEO of Empire State Bank. We had such a great time at dinner with Phil last night. This is a great guy. And he's just so grounded, down to earth. Empire State Bank is at the cutting edge of how to do banking. It's just so smart. You don't want to miss Phil, you know, because it's a bank you want to be with. If I could just do a commercial right here for Empire State Bank. But also the people are so great. And I understand Esmeralda's coming today as well. Councilman Joe Borelli, we love Joe. You can't do a Staten Island show without Councilman Borelli with us, right? Oh, and Scott Lobato's on the show. How great. You see, I love this country, and I make no apologies. How great, how proud I am to be an American. And I see what's happening in Washington, and I see the anti-American socialists trying to take us down. And it's like not hip, it's not fashionable to be patriotic. Well, not on this radio show. We are very patriotic. I'm going to drive it home every morning as much as I can, as long as I can. Scott Lobato is one of the great artists in the line of Jackson Pollock. He's brilliant. He's a patriotic artist, an activist, and a Staten Island resident. And we're going to be talking about the conservation in the arts and Scott's work. You have to go to Scott's website and see some of the greatest, most patriotic, a cross between Norman Rockwell and Jackson Pollock. Just spectacular and brilliant. How about Sheriff David Clark on the show? Former Milwaukee County Sheriff. Oh, you know, senior advisor to America First Action and president of America's Sheriff LLC. And we'll be chatting with Sheriff David Clark about everything that's happening in law enforcement, everything that's happening down in Washington. Giambuto is a writer, director, made a film in Staten Island. I'm telling you, it's what we're doing. You know the Joey Benefit film I tell you about? We're shooting it in Jersey. It's great when you keep, you're a local person, and then you create your work the way Scott does his artwork. Giulio does his film also filmed in all in Staten Island, and we'll be talking about it. The name of this film is called Team Marco, and it's going to be a great new film. We'll be talking to Julio live on the air. Richard Lois Nicotra, who owned this beautiful, beautiful property here, and Vincent Ignacio is the CEO of Staten Island Catholic Charities. Well, you know what, Frankie, too, and we'll go to a break, but Catholic Charities does more. They always get down on the Catholic Church. I'm glad Vincent is here. Catholic Charities within the inner cities across the United States of America, not just in Staten Island or in New York, you know, in Manhattan. They help out those in need, and the government will bring in Catholic Charities, local government, whether it's like, you know, DIFAS in Jersey or the Family Services in Jersey. They'll call Catholic Charities to help.
Well, and in the case of Staten Island Catholic Charities, their property at Mount Loretto, it's sort of become the go-to place for all these great events. With Columbus Day next week, they're doing this huge Italian fest all weekend long. I think last year there was something like 10 or 20,000 people that came to it. It's really a remarkable thing.
This is great. By the way, speaking of Columbus Day, I will be on the air of Channel 7, ABC 7 with Kenny Rosado on behalf of the Columbus Citizens Foundation, because in case you weren't aware of it, Columbus discovered America. Deal with it. I look at my Google calendar, Indigenous People Day, and we love our Native Americans. The country started with Native Americans, certainly in Manhattan. But, you know, they got to do it on the Columbus Day. No. It's Columbus Day on Monday.
Not according to your calendar.
You see Google? Google, they hijack it. I can't delete it, you know, because they say, oh, you have to go, you have to. And I thought I was like hooked up with Google. You can't. I'm telling you this. That's something that I would like to see the president do. Put the FCC watching over Google. Mm. So on when it's October 8th, it says Columbus Day and nothing else but Columbus Day. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, not taking anything away from any other ethnicity. It's Columbus Day on Monday. Happy Columbus Day early. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio, and Frankie is here. And Albert is here. We're going to get into the news. The president's been, he's on the road again. This man is so strong. His stamina is like nothing else. God forbid I say anything good about Donald Trump, because I'm going to be accused of being pro-Trump. But this guy did two rallies yesterday, Frankie, in Philly. Then he went to Mississippi. Just amazing. So we'll get into that when we come back. And who's with us today? Susie was.
Yes,
hey, Susie Cerrone.
How you doing?
I know you got to be in the traffic center. We would love to have had you here in Staten Island with us.
By the way, I love that analogy, Norman Rockwell to Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, it's exactly beautiful. What Scott, if you look at Scott Lobato's work, that's exactly what it is. It's
awesome.
Pretty well. Hey, Susie, so here we go. Traffic-wise, we'll get into it on the roads of New York. Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Susie.
You got it. We've got alternate side of the street parking rules back in effect. A stall tractor trailer on the Cross Bronx. It's eastbound by White Plains Road. It's got the right lane blocked. Hudson River crossings, not too bad each 10 minutes into the city. Parkway South and at 142, two right lanes are out with an accident. A stalled dump truck in Jersey City, 1 and 9 North, but at Secaucus Road, that's in the right lane. Westchester really got hit last night with all this rain and damage. We've got the Bronx River shut down north and southbound County Center to Main Street. Some closures in Hawthorne on the Taconic and the Sawmill in both directions. Really bad crash on the LIE West one at the Northern State. Right now, the HOV and the left lane are both up, but they may have to shut down the LIE westbound completely. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, it's Ehud for PatriotMobile.com. Did you know you can vote with your dollars by switching to Patriot Mobile? It's the nation's only conservative cell phone service. Patriot Mobile provides nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text, less money, no hidden fees, and Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to the conservative causes you are voting to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, or select a new one. For a limited time, get select Android and iPhones starting at only $4 a month. I just picked up a second phone with Patriot Mobile. It was easy to get. Their U.S.-based member services team provided excellent service, and I love knowing that my cell phone company supports conservative causes I believe in, like the Heritage Foundation. Stop supporting big mobile and liberal causes. Switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Again, patriotmobile.com/Hugh or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio live from Staten Island at the Staten Island Economic Development Committee, you said. Is it a committee?
Corporation.
Corporation. I knew that. Thank you, Frank. See, I got to go to my You know, I got Staten Island to my right and Frankie Five Boroughs. He takes 2 minutes to come to work. And then Al takes 10 minutes to come to work from Jersey. But yeah, it's so anything Staten Island, you're going to find out about today. But it's all good. It's going to be fun. And a lot of great guests on the show. Love having you with us, by the way, no matter where you're listening. Hey, it's time. Look at this already for Michael's of Brooklyn Italian trivia question. Boom. You could win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, which has been around for 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn has been around for 50 years. You know it right there. Avenue R. Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. And now you have a chance to win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn if you answer this this Italian trivia question properly. You ready? Here it is. What is the Italian word for breakfast? All right, don't Google it. Try to. What is the Italian word for breakfast? Okay, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, what is the Italian word for breakfast, wins an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Now, if you don't get true on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Please just go to AM970TheAnswer.com, Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's, Joe's Episcopo on the radio. It's 626 right now on AM 970, The Answer. A big shout out to Stu, our engineer. I have a call screener in front of me. I've got my computer working. The online is working. I've got, you know, Stu, it's in my headphone. I like it. You know, it's like when you go step on stage, and if you don't have a good sound system when you're working, it's like you're a doctor. You don't have a good scalpel. That's a bad analogy, but you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's nice with Stu. Thanks for doing everything. But can you give me maple syrup, real maple syrup? Because I can't see. Al's working on it. All right.
Go, oh, it's on its way.
I got some great French toast, but I got. Everybody looks at me because I don't. The fake maple syrup, I can't deal with. So.
No, I understand.
And this
it's
is
on
such,
its way.
It's such a fine establishment. Frank Siller is going to join us momentarily. We got a great show for you. And you could call always at 877-970-2999. But I know you're calling and you're going to win that case of Michael's of Brooklyn. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs. So what I love about the president, let's put politics aside, is the man's stamina. I cannot figure it out how he just keeps going without a nap, without. I guess without a nap. I'd like to. That's the one question I would ask Donald Trump about that, President Trump about that. But he does a rally in Philly. He went from Washington to Philly and then down to Mississippi.
That's my understanding, yes.
Goodness gracious me.
No, in my interview request to the White House, I've made clear that the subject focus of our interview will be nap-related.
Did you say that?
Yes.
That's good. I don't ask. I don't put. People say to me, no names mentioned, who I'm close to, who are close to President Trump, hey, you want me to get him on the show for you, Joe? I'll get him on the show. I don't push it. What am I going to do? I'm not groveling. I'm not begging. It'd just be interesting, the lifestyle. I mean, I've never, and 3-4 hours of sleep. Melania in Africa, not enough coverage on that. You know, more beer coverage than Melania in Africa doing a nice thing.
That's true.
What beer it is.
Somebody's doing trademarking a Kavanaugh beer. Did you see that?
Oh,
somebody's,
that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Why not?
I'm so sorry I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Conservatives drink beer, you know.
And then I was thinking that Matt Damon sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Brilliant.
Which was very funny.
Hysterical.
But they should have had, did he crack a beer in the middle of the sketch? That would have been funny.
I don't think he did.
Am I right? It would have been funny.
It would have been hysterical.
What they should have done
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
In the middle of it, they should have taken a break and come back and have a beer can in front of them. Now they had the Coca-Cola can in front of the other one.
But so. You know what? And everybody criticized that because they said it was too derogatory toward Judge Kavanaugh. But I really think that they should have had, and I say this again, because this keeps going on all week about Saturday Night Live. Kate McKinnon is brilliant. She did Ruth Bader Ginsburg brilliantly. And then she did Lindsey Graham. And that Lindsey Graham speech was riveting. It was one of the historic, epic speeches in Washington history, in my mind, the Lindsey Graham speech last week. But she parodied it. You got to laugh. But no one went after Cory Booker as Spartacus. That was one of the funniest moments ever. And I love Cory, by the way. I know I just alienated half the audience. But Cory is a friend. But the Spartacus moment, really?
Well, you're exactly right.
Really?
But I think that now Cory...
Dana Carvey as Rachel Mitchell. Really? Or Dana Carvey as Dr. Ford, somebody said. Is that too dangerous?
Well, that might be.
God forbid, Frankie.
The fact that Cory Booker has now been outed as not really being gay, I think will remove the protected status that he's enjoyed from satirists.
That's hysterical.
So now that he's been outed as heterosexual, I think maybe you'll start seeing some Cory Booker parodies.
And then they said that Lindsey Graham is gay. Like they're making fun of it. They made fun of it on Saturday Night Live. I don't know that they made fun of it. I think they just were saying that Lindsey Graham never addresses the fact. I think that's what they were talking about. But who cares, Frank?
Exactly.
Who cares, Frank, right out loud?
Exactly.
But in the meantime, President Trump, reading here, says that Brett Kavanaugh's life is in ruins because of evil people who are going after him and his family. He also said the woman accusing him can't remember any details, and it's been 36 years. So President Trump starts doing an impression the way he did Dianne Feinstein the other day, which I love, which was genuinely, genuinely funny. He started talking about – he did a little thing – as Dr. Ford, Blasey Ford, going like, I can't remember this. Oh, I can't remember that. And it was kind of funny, but oh my gosh, God forbid you do anything like that. But did you look into the details of Dr. Ford's life?
Well, I haven't because the FBI is doing it. Now, you know, Joe, if the FBI says they don't find any evidence to corroborate this allegation, there will be something wrong with the FBI investigation. They'll say it wasn't really independent.
Right. That's exactly
They'll
right.
say it wasn't enough time. You know, exactly whatever right. the result is, unless it comes back with the fact that Brett Kavanaugh is a perpetually drunk gang rapist, you know they're going to say there was something wrong with it.
I know, it's so true, but she apparently, the ex-boyfriend of this Dr. Ford, he has cast doubt on her testimony last week. And I don't even like to go into the details, but he said she was kind of manic, and I'm being kind here, and I don't want to really get into it, but fact of the matter is, they got to look at everything, but now that's supposed to be sacrilege that you can't go after Dr. Ford. I just never... I appreciate and felt for Dr. Ford because I think she really believed it, but I'm not buying any of this. They just got to move on. They just got to move on. I mean, we've got this new trade deal that is huge. This is huge. They should confirm Judge Kavanaugh, just no matter what. That vote, by the way, I heard is coming earlier than we think. It could be tomorrow, Frankie. Is that right?
Mitch McConnell reiterated yesterday there will be a vote this week, so we'll see. I mean, ultimately, Joe, all this comes down to millions of people are discussing this right now, but ultimately it just comes down to four or five people, right? It comes down to Joe Manchin, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Jeff Flake. They control the entire fate of this whole process.
Amazing.
So everything, all this discussion, all these ad campaigns, it's all playing to those people.
Yeah.
And what's to stop Jeff Flake from voting no?
Nothing.
I mean, he's not running for re-election. It doesn't matter to him one way or another.
Nothing to do with the girls in the elevators. Nothing to do with Judge Kavanaugh. It has all to do with President Trump and Jeff Flake.
Right.
This is Jeff Flake's going after President Trump.
Flake
That's all
has
this
said,
is.
Flake has said he was not a Trump fan. He keeps fighting Trump, all this other stuff. You got to lie. You're looking at it like it's, you know.
Well, the thing that I think may hurt him is he made a trip to New Hampshire this
right.
week. Clearly, he's positioning himself.
To be a
Republican primary opponent.
Frank, how many senators can defect to the other side in order for them to not confirm Kavanaugh?
Well, two, and then there'd be a tie that Mike Pence would break.
Right. Tight.
So with three, it'd be three senators.
Very right. tight.
So
yeah.
Flake goes. Yeah. Now Manchin is talking about he's wavering, right? I mean, but his state wants him to confirm, right?
Right. Exactly.
So if he goes, who would be the third? that could possibly bail?
Lisa Murkowski. Or Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Flake, and Joe Manchin.
Okay.
It's going to be very, very tight, and we'll stay on top of it and see what happens. Hey, two letters, by the way, another story before we go to Al locally. Two letters sent to the Pentagon tested positive for the poison ricin the day after a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump was intercepted. So here we go again. The madness in America continues. And we'll break it all down for you in the most amicable way possible. Well, Marcus, I bought a light, but now it looks like a... is this working? I could see. Is it okay?
What's
it's like a desk.
It was too hot. Yeah, it's a desk light.
It's a desk lamp.
Do you like a shade for that?
No, I'll figure out. Oh. I'll put my shades on as we
interview folks.
Hey, Al's got the headline news. Then we're going to go to Frank Siller, and we got Robert Spencer on the show. Phil Guarneri, he's the CEO of Empire State Bank. Joe Borelli, Scott Lobato, Sheriff David Clark on the program. But right now, Big Al's got the headline news at 6:34 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
64 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Six people injured, including four firefighters, in a five-alarm fire in the East Village. It broke out around 1:45 this morning in a five-story apartment building on First Avenue between 11th and 12th Streets, producing thick black smoke. The big concern right now is the smoke, so a mobile respiratory treatment unit is on the scene. People are being told to close their windows and avoid the area. Most of the injuries involve smoke inhalation, bumps, and bruises, but one firefighter is being treated for serious, non-life-threatening injuries. The 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund may not have enough cash for all victims sickened at Ground Zero from the 9/11 attacks. The news comes as a result of a request for comment on recommendations on how the $7.3 billion fund can be more conservative. The Daily News reports feedback is being requested on whether the fund should remove or lower its standard awards for non-cancer conditions and if it should adjust calculations for pre-death loss earnings for victims who died. The fund predicts more than 5,000 new claims will be filed before the December 2020 deadline, but fear that that number is most certainly an undercount. In sports, it'll be Luis Severino starting for the Yankees in tonight's AL wildcard game against Oakland at the stadium. Severino started last year's wildcard game against the Twins, did not survive the first inning, allowing three runs in just a third of an inning. The A's are starting Liam Hendricks. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly 65 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. It's a stalled tractor trailer on the Cross Bronx eastbound by White Plains Road, blocking the right lane. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, 10 for the upper, 5 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, no more than 10. Same at the Holland Tunnel, 10 from either approach. Bad crash on the Parkway South, but at 142, two right lanes are blocked. Stalled dump truck, 1 and 9 northbound near Secaucus Road. And in Westchester, the Bronx River shut down north and southbound in White Plains from the county center to Main Street. Tacana closed in both directions, Stephen Avenue to Cleveland Street, and the Sawmill is shut down in both directions, Sawmill Road to Marble Avenue. LIE Westwood at the Northern States, stay over to the right, two left lanes are out. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny and 74. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 62 in the city Thursday, some afternoon rain, but warm with a high of 79. Friday sunny and 65, weekend looks nice, no rain. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital emergency room. The ER is where you go in crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas is growing their ER to serve you better. They're doubling the number of treatment rooms, adding state-of-the-art technology, and creating separate private areas for families and seniors. The community is 100% behind Trinitas, and they're donating the entire $18 million cost of this project. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting trinitasrmc.org today. That's trinitasrmc.org. Thank you.
Burrow 5 Pictures is proud to announce its debut feature film, Team Marco. Team Marco is a new family film coming in 2019. It's a story we can all relate to. Marco, 11, a Staten Island middle schooler, is obsessed with his electronics. When his grandmother dies and his grandfather moves in, it's a battle between the generations as Marco's grandfather, Nono, forces him to put down his tech and go play outside. Nono takes Marco to the local bocce court, and what follows is the incredible story of a truly unexpected friendship. It's a story of legacy, family, and community. Follow the movie online at teammarco.movie. Like them on Facebook and Instagram at Team Marco Movie. Burrow 5 thanks the following Staten Island business community partners for their support and sponsorship of Team Marco. Country Donuts, Nucci's Italian Restaurant, Canlon's Restaurant, Giovanni's Trattoria, Pastosa Ravioli, ShopRite, Project Brunch, Patrizia's, and Annadale Terrace. Go to teammarcomovie.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Did you go to Parry and Sons yet? It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? Good morning. Great to have you with us. 6:39 on AM 970, The Answer. Frank Siller standing by. I want to tell you about, if I can, Parry and Sons of Franklin Lakes. They sell fine jewelry. They've been doing that for 96 years. Parry and Sons are real jewelers. They service, they repair, they restore. I bought my watches over to Glenn Parry. Katie, Debbie, and Maria are over there. I told you this. And I have the watch on my hand. If I sent my big watch, that was a gift, by the way, because I'm too cheap to buy my own, you know. If I sent this watch away to get fixed, it would have cost literally thousands of dollars. Glenn Parry, in a matter of minutes, fixed my watch. I got to take a look at the beautiful stones and diamonds at Parry & Sons, and they will do the same for you. By the way, if you're getting engaged, Frankie Fibros, Parry & Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler, and they offer that famous diamond buyback guarantee only at Parry & Sons. And I love the thing I love most about Glenn Parry, he wears a suit and a tie when you go over to the jewelry store. I'm just saying. I like a well-dressed guy, and there Glenn Parry walks in. He's got a suit and tie, you know, the way his dad did all those years at Parry & Sons. Parry & Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or just go to parryanddiamonds.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Under my thumb. Oh, ow. You weren't even born when this came out. 641, Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com or on Staten Island at the beautiful Hilton. So many great people from Staten Island. I always say, I think my grandparents got married here. And I've got such a great love for this borough of the great city of New York. If you're listening outside, Staten Island is a great place to be. So I know Frank Five Boroughs is from Staten Island, Albert's from Staten Island, and Frank Siller, the chairman of the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation, is from Staten Island. What he has done with this Siller Foundation after losing his younger brother in September 11th has been monumental. I'm so proud to be a part of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. This is the man. He is our grand high exalted mystic leader. I can say that. Frank Siller. Frank, and you got up in the, like, you don't do enough, and you come up and see your old pal Joe on the radio. Good morning. Shaking your hand, man, with great respect and love. What a day on Sunday. God bless you, brother. In the name of the United States of America, thank you. In the name of your brother, Stephen. Beautiful. Just a beautiful day. Perfect.
It was a 10. It actually reminded me of 9/11, because 9/11 was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
17 years ago, and yeah. Sunday was spectacular, but was even more spectacular than the weather was the great people that were there. You, thank you for coming, MC.
Oh, my honor.
Honorable Rudy Giuliani. He comes every single year. He remembers his roots. He remembers September 11, 2001, and being there for New Yorkers and for 9/11 families. And He comes every single year. The 2,500 West Point cadets that ran in cadence.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh, that was so moving, man.
It's such a tribute.
And you are a good general. You're a good general. You go 7 o'clock downstairs, right on the corner on West Street, and we're going right through the tunnel, and we all show up. And you got the SUVs. We go through the tunnel. We go to Brooklyn, and we see those cadets waiting, and the firefighters in the gear, the way your brother, the younger brother Stephen was. And a lot of the Newark guys came. You know, my Jersey guys were there.
I know
the Newark Fire Department was there, and force, and they will all line up, ran just as your brother did. And Frank, you know, I talk to you this a lot when we're on the radio, but you can't get this message out enough. If you'd be so kind. And I know it's tough. Tell us how you raised Stephen, and then what happened that day, and what was the impetus for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation?
Well, first I want to say that Stephen's youngest son ran in full gear this year, and his name happens to be Stephen Silla. So it was very gut-wrenching, to say the least. But listen, my brother, he was the youngest of seven. My parents died when he was 10 years old. So he was raised by his older siblings, most primarily my brother Russ out in Rockville Center. We all grew up here in Staten Island. And after he was 18 years old, moved back to Staten Island, lived with me, became a firefighter in his mid-20s, like it was 26, 27, and on for 7 years. And he died when he was 34 years old. He was married, beautiful wife, 5 beautiful children. Can't even imagine what was going through his mind that day, running through that tunnel. You know, his face with a decision. He didn't have to run through it, but, you know.
His fire truck got stuck because of traffic outside the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Yeah, no, his truck was already gone because he was on his way home to play golf with me, my brother Russ, brother George.
He was on his way home.
Yeah, and he turned back around, got his gear, went back to his firehouse, got his gear, drove to the mouth of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, closed for security reasons, abandoned.
Yep.
So he put the 60 pounds of gear on his back and ran through. And if you're in the tunnel, you'll see it's almost 2 miles long, it's a long tunnel.
With a rise. And he ran in full gear.
Yes.
And he was in the South Tower? Is that
it? We believe he was in the South Tower. He was never recovered, but all his brothers from Squad 1 were in the South Tower. So if you're a firefighter, you want to fight in fires with your and save people with your company, and they were in the South Tower. So we really do believe he was in the South Tower.
And then you were about to go play golf with Stephen, and then did you see the towers come down? You said you knew.
Well, I did. I did. When the tower came down, I turned to my mother-in-law, who were all starting to assemble at my house on Staten Island, and I said, Nancy, I think I just lost my brother. So yeah. I knew he would get there.
Yeah.
I just knew the type of person. And that's where firefighters and police officers are. I mean, you know, we all run away. They run towards it. Yeah. So.
And then how moving it was, you cut to this Sunday, paying tribute to the 343 firefighters lost, with due respect to Port Authority and the NYPD and all the first responders and all the people that were just killed. But for you to pay tribute to the 343 firefighters with the bagpipes, a picture of every one of these firefighters as moving. You know my buddy Big Mike. Thank you for being so nice to my man Big Mike. He's a good kid.
He's a big guy. You gotta be nice though.
Tears in his eyes, man. Yeah. That was as moving as it gets.
I want you to know that we do have all the pictures of the Port Authority police officers, NYPD, and three court officers for that fact. And we have the names of everyone who are first responders that have been dying of 9/11 illnesses. We have all those names because there's as many that are dying now after than they did that day.
Yeah, the number you gave on stage in front of 30,000 people, I didn't realize that many people. We think, 2,700, 3,000. But since then.
No, it's doubled that. And listen, we also have to realize there's 6,951 military personnel that's died since the war on terror. And that's why I'm so proud to say that now we are turning a major part of our focus towards Gold Star families and delivering mortgage-free home to them. We just gave 10 away for the run.
Amazing.
We rolled out the program. We're asking $11 from every American.
There you go.
I mean, come on. We all could do something. Could you imagine if everyone just chips in $11 a month, we could build all these houses. Our goal is to deliver 1,000 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families. You know what we do for fallen first responders. We pay off the mortgages here in New York, but all around the country. And we build homes for catastrophically injured service members, you know, smart homes.
So. Tell us about what, like, I saw Lisa Tizzolo, who, you know, she lost her husband, with her two boys. How courageous she is. She works with Blue Lives Matter. So we have Joe and Perchese on the show. But when I saw her, I mean, she's fighting.
Classy. Yeah,
but you step up and you help. These gals and these women that they lose their lives or they lose a spouse, and then they what do? They got to pay the mortgage. You step up and still a foundation.
Well, we're proud to say that we pull people together. We're the conduit. We bring people together to make sure that we pay off the mortgages for these great first responders. We want to contract, you know, here in New York for sure, with our police officers, with our firefighters. You go out. You know, you go protect our community.
Yeah.
Something happens to you, we're going to come in and we're going to help your family. We're going to make sure their mortgages are paid off. But we're doing that with the military. We want to contract with our military, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, that if you go serve our country, you don't come home, you leave behind a wife and small and young children, we're going to give them a mortgage-free home.
Yeah, Frank, it was a heartbreak. We had the catastrophically wounded, the warriors of the United States military, all lined up on the stage. If you're listening outside the area and you weren't fortunate enough to be there on Sunday, in wheelchairs and the injuries, and yet the spirit was spectacular. Then you had the first responders all together, those who have lost loved ones. Then you had the Gold Star families too, brother. Now you're reaching out to the Gold Star families in a big way.
Yeah, right? We have 50 family members there from all over the country. We've already delivered.
Wow.
We've already delivered 10 mortgage-free homes. We're so proud of that. You know, we want to show people we don't just say something. We do it. But once again, we want to deliver 1,000 mortgage-free homes. I want to do more. It's like I said, 6,951 of our men and women have given their lives to the country. We should take care of those families.
Yeah. And you're fired up, man.
I am fired up because most America doesn't even know that number.
I know.
They think the war's over. They don't know people keep on, our military keep on sacrificing their lives. Their families sacrifice so much.
Yeah.
They move from place to place, base to base. I mean, we had one family, Nancy Gass, who just received a home in North Carolina. She moved 15 times in 17 years.
Oh,
think about that.
She had to.
When something like this happens, they don't have a home, and they have to be off the base in 1 year. So you lose your loved one. You got to get off the base. You don't know where you're going. You don't have your roots somewhere. We're going to give them those roots. Wherever they want to live, we're going to build it.
So God forbid they die in action. They got to leave the base in a year.
You got to figure out your life and where you're going. And, you know, if anyone has these type of losses, you're really crippled emotionally for quite a while.
This is Frank Schiller. And Frank, we'll let you go, and we appreciate you joining us. But I love it because when I reach out and I see these warriors that have been wounded, and then I told you the story. I speak to you listening now. I told you the story about the couple that I got Saturday Night Live tickets to, and I'm so afraid of Lorne Michaels. I never would have asked. I asked for the, and I met this beautiful couple at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and I called Frank Schiller. I said, "Give me, what's the name? What's the he knows the name of
Mike and Katie Nicholson."
You are the best. You know everybody.
He's a triple amputee.
Yeah.
He lives in Tampa, Florida. We built him his house. Listen, tunneltotowers.org, $11 a month. We could build these houses all over America.
God bless you, man. You make us proud. Make us proud to be American, Frank Schiller.
Thank you.
God bless you and your family.
God bless
love
you.
Love to Georgie and the whole family.
Yes.
Frank Schiller, Piscopo in the morning. Hey, Susie Cerrone's out there checking out traffic. Good morning, Susie. How we doing traffic-wise?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Well, we wrapped up one problem on the Cross Bronx. Just to get a new one, the stall tractor trailer's gone on the Cross Bronx eastbound near White Plains Road. Now it's an accident on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Deegan, and it's involving a dump truck. The right lane is blocked. One other problem in the Bronx, an accident on the Bronx River Parkway south near 177th Street that has one lane out. Busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Richmond Avenue to across the Verrazano. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George 35 for the upper, 25 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln is 10. The Holland is 30 from either approach. Good news in New Jersey, 80 eastbound at exit 68 for 95 in Teaneck. That tractor trailer accident is gone. In Riverdale, an accident on 23 north and south at 287. The left lane is out. Crash on Route 15 southbound at Berkshire Valley Road in the right lane. Bronx River Parkway closed north and south into White Plains, where it always is from the county center to Main Street. And we do have some closures on the Sawmill and the Taconic in the Hawthorne Valhalla area. Accident on the LIE westbound at the northern state off to the shoulder, but big delays getting by it. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen. Boom! You just created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your own body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon, just one teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. That is why I take Super Beats every single day. I have high blood pressure issues, and it helps keep my blood pressure down. We're talking real, healthy, natural energy. 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beats. Call 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com today.
In many bedrooms, bedtime is complicated, especially as the weather begins to cool. While one person sleeps soundly, the other is either freezing or way too hot. Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets, loved by three U.S. presidents, are offering their luxury flannel bedding for a limited time at bollandbranch.com. They're unbelievably soft, warm, and breathable, so everyone stays the right temperature. Their flannel sheets come in 14 stunning patterns and colors. You're guaranteed to find a style you love. Plus, you can try them for 30 nights risk-free, but whatever you do, don't wait. Last year, their flannel sheets sold out in a few weeks. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with the promo code Prager. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bollandbranch.com. Promo code Prager, bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code Prager.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today and less humid than yesterday with a high of 76. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, down to 63 at Midtown, mid to upper 50s in many suburbs. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun becoming very warm and more humid with a high of 80. Now, there can be a shower or thunderstorm very late tomorrow and early tomorrow night. For Friday, times of sun and clouds, cooler and less humid, high 69. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Dino and Harry's Steakhouse in Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. Hometown of who? Oh, yes, Francis Albert Sinatra. Legendary Dino and Harry's Steakhouse. You know, it's the number one steakhouse in all of the great state of New Jersey. The food is fabulous. You hear me telling you this a lot. They have the mouth-watering steaks. And I always say, I don't eat red meat generally. When I do, it's at Dino and Harry's. Because my mother always says to me, Joseph, you should have a good steak, she says to me. And I go to Dino and Harry's, and they know. And I butterfly the filet mignon. It is so clean for me. The meat, I don't know how Dino does it, gets the best meat at Dino and Harry's. But if you like chicken, you like seafood, forget about it. Fresh vegetables, unbelievable appetizers. The list goes on and on at Dino and Harry's. Everything prepared, by the way, exactly the way you want it. Not only that, the decor is spectacular. You know, I love Hoboken, and I do. I love the history that Francis Albert Sinatra was brought up there, right? And they even filmed scenes in the movies on the waterfront in City Hall with my buddy Danny Aiello and Mr. Pacino, you know, right there, Dino and Harry's. It's the ambiance is spectacular. So go online to DinoandHarrys.com, check out the menu, make reservations. You never know who you're going to see over there. We will be there. We it's our hang spot, and we will be over there this week. We'll hopefully come over. You say hi. Or you want to call? 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. Dino and Harry's, 163 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make reservations today. You tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, live from Staten Island, New York. Great to have you with us. We have a big day. We're celebrating the Staten Island Economic Development Corporation
This is a great group of businesses in Staten Island. And just great. We came out to, we're at the Hilton, at the Necochas Hilton, Lois and Richard Necochas Hilton. We're right around the corner from Lorenzo's, where I'll be playing on March 22nd. This is as good as it gets. This is as five-star as it gets. It is spectacular. And we invite you to come out and invite you to say hi because, you know, we love seeing you. And you know what? We got a lot going on. We got a lot of guests going on, a lot of folks coming in and out live. But just let me give you a breakdown before we go to the news with Big Al, and then we go to Town Hall. Robert Spencer will join us in the next hour, the director of Jihad Watch, author of the new book, The History of Jihad, From Mohammed to ISIS. Philip Guarneri is the CEO of Empire State Bank, where I'll be making another appearance at Empire State Bank. We love Phil. We love Tom. We love the family that is Empire State Bank. You will, too. Councilman Joe Borelli is with us. Scott Lobato. He is one of the most brilliant artists, a cross between Norman Rockwell and Jackson Pollock. A brilliant, brilliant artist and a true patriot will be with us. Sheriff David Clark on the show. Richard and Lois Nicotra. Hey, Julio Vincent Gambuto has a great new film we're going to tell you about. Vincent Ignacio from Catholic Charities. And Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al Gattulo. And Piscopo. Does it get better than that? Does it get better than that, you know? And I love my ties to Staten Island. My grandparents got married here. My mother used to visit here as a kid. And now I'm here on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. Hey, it's a beautiful day in New York City. Coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
64 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The George Washington Bridge again going pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The LED necklace lights on the massive span between New York City and New Jersey went pink last night. The bridge will shine pink for the entire month as a symbol of solidarity for the breast cancer awareness movement. This is the 11th year the bridge has participated with pink lighting. Show your boyfriend some love today because it's National Boyfriend Day. Make yours feel appreciated by doing something they want, like catching a movie of their choice, letting them pick the dinner spot, or going to that sporting event you never wanted to go to. Or just remind them how much they mean to you. National Boyfriend Day is just a few weeks before National I Love You Day. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.